major battle brewing in Syria and a major storm brewing near the U.S., we have a lot to cover today. I'm Carl Azus, explaining world news for CNN 10. Nations around the world have been watching and debating solutions for years to the bloody civil war in Syria. It started in 2011. Hundreds of thousands have lost their lives. The war has involved different rebel groups and some terrorist groups who are fighting the Syrian government for control of the country. And that government, with the support of Russia, has gained back a lot of ground. There's one last significant holdout for Syrian rebels. It's in a city named Idlib. But this is also a de-escalation zone, a place where fighting is supposed to be limited, and many Syrian civilians have fled there from other parts of the country for safety. Syria says terrorists there have forced the government to attack. Syrian and Russian forces have carried out more than 100 airstrikes on Idlib. But the U.S. and some other countries want these airstrikes to stop. They say Syria and Russia are using the terrorists as an excuse to attack, and that the militaries have targeted hospitals, medical facilities, and civilian volunteers. The United Nations says there are nearly 1 million children in Idlib, and that the crisis in the city could turn into a humanitarian nightmare. Among the millions who've been displaced in Syria's civil war, more than 30,000 people from Idlib alone have been forced to flee.